from the Sound Prints Audio Magazine, a production of the Kentucky Council of the Blind. Sound Prints is underwritten by the American Printing House for the Blind and the Louisville Downtown Lions Club. I'm Carla Rushival. I'm your host for this week's magazine. Welcome to Sound Prints for the week of April 21, 2024. The Greater Louisville Council of the Blind auction will be on Friday, May 10, on the KCB Zoom line. Proceeds will support roundabout and other activities during the year. Chapters that donate items can request that half the proceeds of their items be returned to them as a fundraiser as well. Call us at 502-895-4598 by May 1 to donate auction items and send auction items to us at 148 Vernon Avenue, Louisville, Kentucky, 40206 right away so that we can write the descriptions and create the auction list. Auction items must be in new or like-new condition. Register for the auction so that you can bid by calling us at 502-895-4598. The Greater Louisville Council of the Blind held its quarterly meeting and elections for directors for its board on Friday, May 19. This was a hybrid event at UCHM in Louisville. 31 people were in attendance in person and on Zoom, and we elected four directors for the next 2 years on the GLCB board. They are Patty Cox, Trina Muncy, Debbie Persons, and Restoria Ross Jackson. The Eastern Kentucky Council of the Blind met on Saturday, April 20, at the Breathitt County Library in Jackson. Joey Couch, Patty Cox, Carla Rushival, and Chastity Starkey traveled to the meeting from Louisville, and we all enjoyed making new friends and renewing acquaintances. To find out more about Eastern Kentucky Council and future meetings and activities of the chapter, call Ronnie Patrick, President, at 606-671-0226. We'll be playing bingo with the Perkins Bingo Group at Roundabout on Friday, April 26, from 7 to 9 p.m. Please note that we will be using the Perkins Zoom number. That number is 669-900-6833, and the code is 617-972-7240. You can join us for bingo from anywhere in the country. The next Focus on Your Future with Low Vision group, sponsored by the Kentucky Council of Citizens with Low Vision, will be on Saturday, April 27, from 10 to 12:30 p.m. This is an in-person event at the United Crescent Hill Ministries, 150 South State Street in Louisville. This is a great activity for people who are just losing their vision and for people who want to share ideas for living with low vision. There will be a light breakfast, discussion time, a chance to share information and demonstrate products that are useful and maybe not so useful, and an opportunity to meet others who are experiencing the low vision journey. Doors will open at 9:15 a.m. If using TARC 3, please make your return ride no later than 12:30 to 12:45 p.m. We remind you that the South Central Kentucky Council of the Blind, the KCB chapter in the Bowling Green area, holds a social hour every Wednesday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. Central, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern on their Zoom line. Plan to stop by for an hour of good conversation and information. The Zoom number is 669-900-6833 and the code is 763-689-4411. For more information about SCKCB, contact Teresa Eskew, President, at 270-776-6971. The Kentucky Council of Citizens with Low Vision will hold its May business meeting on Wednesday, May 1 at 8 p.m. on the KCB Zoom line. The KCB Next Generation will hold its May business meeting on Thursday, May 8, also on the Zoom line. The number is 669-900-6833, And the code is 862-9889-6972. The Greater Louisville Council of the Blind invites everyone to our annual Derby Party on Saturday, May 4. This is an in-person only event this year. It is at United Crescent Hill Ministries, 150 South State Street in Louisville. Doors will open at 1 p.m. We'll eat at 3. There will be bingo, trivia, and other games during the afternoon. Everyone who comes to the party and all game winners will receive pulls in the free GLCB Derby jackpot. $1 jackpots will also be available. The Derby runs at 7 p.m., so depending on when the official Derby winners are announced at the track, jackpot prizes will be awarded on site. The menu will include fried chicken, Little Smokies and meatballs, chips, potato salad, macaroni salad, and baked beans, and there will be brownies, Derby pie, and other sweet treats for dessert. Return rides should be scheduled between 7:30 and 7:45. Cost of the party is $6 per person. Remember that you can come early and leave early, come late and stay late, or come late and leave late. Please call us at 502-895-4598 to let us know if you plan to attend and if you plan to eat with us. The ACB convention is fast approaching, and KCB would like for every single one of our members to attend, either virtually or in person or both. It's hard to believe, but pre-registration opens for members on May 13 and non-members on May 20. Pre-registration closes on June 17 and doesn't reopen until July 4 in Jacksonville, Florida. As usual, this convention is a big deal with a week of virtual events and business from June 24 to June 29 and a week of in-person and virtual events from July 5 to July 12. Janet Dickelman, ACB Convention Coordinator, is here with us on page 2, and she is going to tell us about all of the many aspects of the convention, from tours to exhibits to meetings to programs and, of course, lots of fun. Listen carefully because every KCB member who registers for the convention is eligible to have that pre-registration fee reimbursed. Every KCB member who attends the convention in person in Jacksonville can receive up to 7 nights hotel stay based on double occupancy, and every KCB member who stays 3 or more days in Jacksonville at the convention will receive a $160 gift card to help with convention expenses.
Page 2. We're talking about the 2024 ACB convention coming up in late June and early July. And with me today is Janet Dickelman, the ACB convention coordinator, and we're going to give you some information on the convention itself, which is in Jacksonville, Florida, on the virtual convention, which is the last week in June, and just basically introduce you to the 2024 convention. Every convention is a little different, and even if you've done conventions for many years, you, I'm sure, will learn something about the convention and what it's going to look like this year. So welcome, Janet. We're glad to have you on SoundPrints, and I'm going to give you an opportunity to tell us all about all the things that are falling into place for the convention and give us some tips about registration, because that will be opening in May, and just generally answer, I would think, the most frequently asked questions about the convention. So welcome. And by the way, to the listeners, Janet is from St. Paul, Minnesota, and she's been the convention coordinator since 2012. So she's been through this many, many times and many, many changes. So welcome, Janet.
Thank you so much. Are you saying I'm old, Carla? I've been around a long time. Of course, you were a convention coordinator for a long time before me, so I don't know what that says
true.
About us.
That is very true.
Anyway, I'm happy as always to be on Sound Prince. Thank you so much for having me, Carla. And yes, every convention is a little bit different. And when Carla was talking about that each convention was different, the first thing that popped into my mind for this year is most years at the convention we have a city bus tour where you get to no stops, you get on the bus, a tour guide talks to you about what's in the area, gives you a history of it. Well, this year we're doing a city bus tour, but this year we're doing it with a tour person who wants to make it as accessible as possible for us. So he's going to bring things on the bus as we're going by different venues that he's going to pass around that you can touch, maybe a rock from a certain area or something that you can smell or taste, because he's going to bring samples from a popcorn place that's a longtime historic popcorn place in Jacksonville. So it's going to be a taste, smell, touch city bus tour. And he's also going to have bags of popcorn available for sale for cash only on the bus if anyone's interested. But when Carla was talking about things being different at every convention, that one just popped into my mind because that's a city bus tour with a little extra. But anyway, yes, convention registration is coming up. Our convention registration will open on May 13th for ACB members. And if you are a member of ACB, you do need to have a member's account. If you've ever registered for the holiday auction, for a convention in the past, for leadership, you have a member account. If you're not sure if you have a member account or not, do not create another one. Reach out to me or to the Minneapolis office to see if you have one, because we have people who think, oh, I don't have one. They go in and create a second one, and that just causes difficulty. So you do need to have a member account to register. As I said, if you don't know what your member that you have one, reach out. If you don't remember your username or password, reach out, because you want to do this all before registration opens, because once registration opens, especially if you want to attend any of our tours, and we have a myriad of wonderful tours, it takes a little while for this information to be synced up with our computer system, so you don't want to wait till the last minute to set up your member account or make sure you know your username or password. So registration for ACB members, there was a slight change in registration cost for this year. Registration is $45, and that gets you into everything via Zoom that the convention has to offer. And to most of our in-person sessions, there's only a very few sessions during the in-person portion of the convention in Jacksonville that may have an additional cost. So you're going to get into a lot of sessions for this $45. Plus, while you're in Jacksonville, for those of you who aren't in Jacksonville, I should say, several of the sessions coming from Jacksonville will also be hybrid. So even if you're only coming via Zoom, you definitely want to register, and you're going to get a lot of sessions for that $45 registration. Anybody who registers will receive the convention program in their format of choice. And that would be, you can request it on, there's a slight charge, or NLS print and braille are free as part of your registration. If you register in and are coming to Jacksonville in person, the programs will be waiting for you when you arrive. You will get all the links for all the Zoom sessions that start at the end of June. So it's really imperative that you want to register. Yes, there will be some things streamed on ACB Media, but not everything will be, and you want to get in there so that you can participate via Zoom, whether you're at home or in person during the in-person portions of the convention.
When is the first opening session? That's the Monday of the last week in June?
The first opening session is June 24th. And that's what we're going to have. But there's even some things before that, because there's the auction on June 22nd, and okay. there is the candidates forum on Wednesday, June 19th. So, but our first sessions do start in June. Our first actual session, other than the call to order on Monday, will be on Thursday, June 27th.
So they'll call it to order on June 24th.
On Monday,
right?
Yes.
On Monday.
Then,
okay.
Then they will have the nominating committee after that. For every special interest affiliate and state affiliate has a representative who goes to nominating committee.
Correct.
So
and that's on that evening.
Committee that
yeah.
evening. Yes.
But that's a closed meeting. That's not one that
everybody nominating is, yes.
Yes. Yeah.
But the candidate
okay.
forum, you can go to the opening call to order. Definitely.
Okay. And then are we doing the resolution discussions? And
yes, we are.
Like
and
that?
We are starting those actually on Tuesday, June 25th. That evening. So the resolutions discussions will run Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday evenings. So the 25th,
okay.
26th, and 27th. And then the
okay.
evening of the 28th will be any constitutional and bylaw changes.
Discussion. That's a Friday evening.
Yes, it is.
That's a heck of a way to spend a Friday evening.
Well,
excuse
you
me.
Know, we,
talking
we
about
run out of evening.
Constitutional amendments.
I know. Well, maybe depending on resolutions, it's possible
yeah.
that we may be able to move that to Thursday.
Yeah.
We are
yeah.
allowing
you'd
three
think
days
you'd have
discussion.
Something entertaining on Friday.
I know. Well, I would like to do that, yes, but unfortunately, business is business. And
well,
we do have to have some business going on.
Right.
So that will be Friday.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
as I said, if resolutions get done on Wednesday, then we will let everyone know and we'll move Constitution and Bylaws to Thursday. The other very cool thing that you can do that a lot of people don't know about, but we try to publicize it, but if you go into your member account with your username and password, all the
right.
Zoom links are posted there also. So you can just go in and you can hit enter from the Zoom link on your member account and go in that way.
Okay.
So you don't have to look through your email for all these Zoom links.
I've been doing this since 2020 and I didn't know I could do that.
Yep.
So let's talk a little bit about just an overview of the convention, and then I think there are still people out here who maybe do not realize that week before convention is as full of activity as is the in-person convention. And, so let's talk a little bit about all of that and try to tuck it in just a tad.
Let me just say one or two more things real quickly about registration since we were talking
okay.
about it.
Sure.
Registration does close on June 17th. I don't know what the deadline's going to be yet. We are going to give a date that if you are registering via Zoom and you want to get your print or Braille program sent to you, there will be a date yeah. that we ask you to register mm-hmm. via Zoom. Register
right.
by so that we can make sure that you get that information timely.
Yes.
And I yeah. have to come up, I have to double check what that's going to be. So, and yes, for those of you who come in person in Jacksonville and either also those of you who wish to register once the convention starts, that is available. You can do that, but it is $10 more. And why would you wait? You want to get in there so you get all the information and get the reduced registration rate. So get busy, get
yeah.
your dialing fingers ready and your computer fingers ready on May 13th to register, especially, as I said, if you want to register for a tour. If you need assistance registering, we can help you over the phone. I'll give the phone number at the end of our conversation here. It does happen to be my number, and I'll help you with your registration or get someone to help you. But I would certainly advise, if you're planning on going on a tour, you might want to have a friend or family member, if you can't do the registration online yourself, assist you so that you make sure that you get on that tour, because it's going to get kind of crazy and I may not be able to get back to you immediately to do your registration. And I'd hate to see someone miss out on something because I couldn't get back to them quickly enough.
So tell us about all the good stuff we're going to be able to participate.
Okay. And the one thing that I didn't mention is on June 26th, on Wednesday, we have what we call our exhibitors open house. Mm-hmm. And we run it for a couple of hours. We have it scheduled from 11 to 2 on Wednesday. And all times that I'm going to give you are this year Eastern time, because the convention is in Florida. So I had to, it's been really nice for me the last couple of years because everything's been in Central time, which is where I happen to be. But now I have to go back to Eastern time. And so I know that's great for all of you people in Kentucky. So yep. On Wednesday at 11 a.m., we're having our exhibitors open house, and we invite all of the exhibitors who are coming to the convention to come on, and we give them just a few minutes, and they can talk about what they're going to have at their exhibit booth. They'll give you contact information. They'll talk about any specials. If we have time, we may have a couple of questions, but we just kind of go through all the exhibitors, and it's really a great way to just listen and get a little information about who's going to be at the convention and what they might be selling, and especially what specials they might have. So that is on Wednesday. So now we are going into the meat of the convention, which the meat of the Zoom convention, which starts on Thursday, June 27th. We do have one standalone session that is starting out our convention at 9:30 Eastern time, and that is a presentation from a historian in Jacksonville from their history museum, who is going to talk about the history of Jacksonville and just tell us a lot about the city that we're going to be going to, or at least be participating in via Zoom. I think that will be really worthwhile. Then I'm just going to tell you, okay, this is our 11 o'clock session, and here's what we have going in this session. We have a session from BITS, Blind Information Technology, say about using AI ethically and responsibly. We have our Guide Dog School updates from guide dog users, where they have people coming on from all the different guide dog schools. We have a segment on Judaism 101. That's just three sessions that we have, concurrent sessions, in one time slot. So as you can see, let's just go on. We have the continuation of the guide dog schools at 12:30. We also have a session that's put on by our Braille Revival users about what the Braille Challenge is. We have the Employment Committee is doing a program about job search. We have a session on iBug Today that our Blind Information Technology sponsors are doing. We have sessions from library users, and I'm sorry I don't have that description right in front of me. I just have Lewis session. We also have a session about NLS and how they do image descriptions and audio description. Our radio amateurs are having a program about the Handy Ham. So, you know, this is just the morning of the first day of our virtual sessions. So as you can see, we have a lot of things going on. We have several different audio description programs going on. We have audio description and dance. We have audio streaming services, and what some of the streaming services that you might not be aware of that have audio description. We have our sight and sound impaired committee is doing a panel on families of people who have who are sight and sound impaired, and how they can support their family members and friends. We're doing yoga with Leslie Spoon. We have Louie, you have, what, 4 different sessions going on during the Zoom?
During the virtual week.
During the virtual, yes. I mean, there's just, we have several different business meetings. We have, ACB Lions is doing a lesson in leadership. We're having a session with our next generation about networking and how to network with people. Then we also have several different business meetings going on. And that's why we're calling our convention to order prior to our in-person time in Jacksonville so that we can have business meetings. When we move on to Friday, we have Blind Information Technology has all these wonderful sessions that they're doing during the virtual time. And this one is a look at AI platforms and different AI platforms. BRL is doing a session on how to choose a Braille device trainer, what to look for. We have a session on how things are going in India as far as accessibility. We have developments in Spanish audio description. We have a session on how to create websites for your affiliates and chapters. We have the interview and you. How do you get that job? What do you do for an interview? How do you interview successfully? We have, I'm just kind of going through some of these here. I can't read all of them. I'm sorry. we have, or you would be really bored. Oh, Friday, before we go into Constitution and bylaws, we have Alliance on Aging and Vision Loss and ACB Next Generation is having a trivia contest. The boomers and the next gen people. On Saturday, we have ACB Families is doing their campfire. We have a session on international guide dog schools. We have AI in the workplace. We have how to be a blind film critic in audio description. We have a session that our mental health and wellness committee is doing on trauma to triumph. And you'll hear from people who've gone through traumatic experiences and how they have triumphed. So as you can see, we just have so many things going on during our in-person. We have a session from Computers for the Blind. And that's, you know, they're the ones who are giving out refurbished computers to people at no or low cost. We'll learn all about what they have to offer. Our next gen is talking about video games, how you can play video games accessible video games. That's a mouthful, isn't it? Then we have our, as I said, we have ACB Families Campfire Stories. We also have our Sister Power Happy Hour, which is put on by ACB Women with 2 speakers. That's just a fraction of what's going on during our Zoom sessions. So that's for anybody who registers, whether you're coming to Jacksonville or whether you're going to be via Zoom the entire convention. These sessions are for all of you. And there will be some time in most of these sessions for questions that you can ask. And, you know, they're really a myriad of subjects. So please
and Janet,
register and enjoy the Zoom portion. Yes.
Yeah, and let's remind people that sessions are scheduled in they start like
75-minute increments.
Right. And so they start, like, let's say they'll begin at 1 o'clock.
They're a little different with the Zoom, so it's 11 to 12:15, 12:30 to 1:45, 2 to 3:15, mm-hmm. and 3:30 to 4:45. And 5 to 6:15.
Right. So there is method in the madness, and
gives you a little break, and gives the Zoom hosts a little break, and clears out the Zoom room so that we can go on with the next session.
Right. And let's too say that there's probably some people that says, "Well, I can't do that Zoom thing." Well, Zoom can be reached from any phone, whether you've got a landline phone or a cell phone, or you want to use your computer. Zoom is available really to anybody.
Yep.
And the advantage to Zoom is it does let you, if you wish, you can raise your hand, and they tell you how.
They give you directions at the beginning of every session,
right.
How to raise your hand,
right.
How to mute, how to unmute. And they say, if you're on a standard phone, do this. If you're on a computer, hit this button. If you're on a Mac, do that. So they're very, very good directions.
Right.
And the thing about Zoom that's nice, it probably took me a few months to figure this out because I'm not technologic. But if you're dialing in on your landline, for instance, the phone number for any Zoom session is always the same phone number. So you
right.
just have to write down that phone number, and then the only thing you have to get is the code. So there'll be an ID code that you have to enter on your phone, and that's
correct.
It.
Correct. And the system may ask you for a participant code. You don't even have to know that.
No, just hit pound, and it takes you right in.
You just hit your pound key and go on. And you don't need the passcodes anymore.
Nope.
And, you know, it really is accessible.
Very intuitive.
From any phone, regardless of where you live, what kind of phone you have. You can have an old phone, and you can still do these programs.
Yep. I, every once in a while, do Zoom calls on my landline. I still
yes.
use it for that. And
yes.
getting in on your computer, there's a link. You just hit enter on that link, and it takes you right there. You might have to tab to enter meeting, and you're in.
Yes. So I just wanted to put that in because I know that there are people out there who just, you say, well, this is a Zoom call, and they'll just say, oh, I can't do Zoom. I can't do that. Well, if they can talk to me on the phone, they can talk to a Zoom call.
Yep.
But people still think that is hard or that's not available to them, and it really, truly is.
Yep.
So, anyway.
And a lot
right.
of people do it on their iPhone, and that's pretty easy to do on your I don't do it on my iPhone. I'm sorry to say I do it on my computer or my landline, but you do it on your iPhone, don't you, Carla?
Zoom. I do sometimes. I used to all the time, but, you know, apps change, and I've got an old iPhone now. It needs to be a new one. So I sometimes have a problem there, but if I have a problem, I just go get on my landline.
Yep.
And
but I know
I'm
many
on a landline right
it.
Now.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'm on my computer, so we're doing it different
yeah.
different ways.
Yeah.
We're doing this via
Zoom. We're on Zoom. Yeah, we're using Zoom right now to record this. And you're on your computer, and I'm on my iPhone. And
no, you're on your landline.
I'm on my landline, yeah.
I have to tell her where she is.
No. So,
but I do know for those of you yeah. who are iPhone users, I do know many people who come into Zoom on their iPhone, and they say it's very
simple. Oh, absolutely.
And I
love to do that because you can see more information about the call if you're using your using your cell phone than you can if you're on your landline. But
that's true.
Just for getting on the call, you know, it doesn't really matter whether it's whatever kind of cell phone or whatever kind of landline.
You just want to be on it.
Get yourself connected. So it's really a good thing. Well,
and
Janet,
then throughout the convention, we're going to have at least two sessions at any given time that are going to be what we're going to call hybrid sessions. And so you can be in the meeting room in Jacksonville, or again, you can also be on via Zoom listening to
right.
those sessions if you're not able to join us in Jacksonville. So the Zoom availability isn't just for those few days at the end of June. It continues through the convention.
Correct. And there are some days that don't have anything. From June 30
to July 5th.
July 5th.
Well, the 6th, basically.
There won't be anything because the Minnesota office and everybody has to pack up and get to Jacksonville.
We have to get there. We have to travel. So that's our few.
And set up. I mean, you can't believe how much time and work it takes to move everything in to the convention, get ready.
For registration, get all
ready
the AV
to open,
stuff. Yep.
And so on. You know, people aren't taking a vacation in between
no.
there. There's a huge amount of work that's going on during
Yeah, those are some of the busiest convention days for many of us.
Yes. Yeah. Janet's there training the hotel staff. And
I'm there, yeah.
Registration's there, setting up, getting ready to be able to process all the requests and the payments and whatever. So, you know, that time is needed to set all these things up and get ready to welcome everybody as they come in. So tell us about, let's go from, we've got our sessions on June 29th. So we're going to take our break, and we're all going to travel to Jacksonville.
We're all going to come. Yep.
And
I want to see all of you there.
That's
come
right. Janet's going to be there at the front door welcoming us all.
Yeah. So Janet will be running around like a blur of whatever.
Oh, I know.
You can catch me.
I know.
Catch me if
oh,
you can.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
No, been just there, follow the ringing. Just follow the ringing cell phone. You'll know where I am.
Boy, that's the truth. You just cannot imagine. Your phone goes from 6 in the morning to 3 in the morning.
Yes, it does.
During convention. It really does.
It does.
People,
anyway.
One time I had a person call me up when I was convention coordinator, and we had our schedule recorded on a telephone line. And people could call in and listen to that schedule. And somebody called me at 3 in the morning and said, well, that line is not working. And I said, why? How do you know? And she said, because it's busy. And I said,
somebody else is calling.
Yeah. And I said, well, someone else is on the line. She said, well, who would be calling at this hour in the morning? Well, you obviously were trying.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Gee, I wouldn't know who would be calling at this hour of the morning.
Right. So tell us about, July 4th, July 5th, when things open up?
Yep. We've got July 5th, we start out with our board. Well, July 4th, we'll have open registration that evening, and that's when you'll get to get your registration bags and any tickets for any tours that you've purchased or any other functions that have a cost. So you'll get all of those that evening.
Right.
And then
and that's the earliest. You don't have to be there July 4th, but
no.
That is the earliest you can pick them
that
up.
That we hand it out at 6 p.m. And it's always fun to see the registration line at 6 p.m. on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Because everybody wants to be first in line.
Right.
But it's a great place
to see
people.
You might be in the hallway waiting.
Yep. But it goes pretty fast. All right. We have a board meeting Friday. We have our first tours on Friday. Do you want me to go through tours, or do you want me to go through
Give us a little touch
more of the sessions?
Of the tours. Just a little.
On Friday,
we
are doing an airboat trip, and I know they did something similar in 2006. I did this when I was there this fall, and it's very interesting. You kind of go out into, like, these estuaries, and you see a lot and hear a lot of animals. It's very loud. I would not take my guide dog. There's also not a lot of space in the boat, so please leave your dog at home. It would drive him or her crazy. But it's very interesting, and we're doing it in the morning because, as the boat people said to us, that you have much less chance of having a thunderstorm, because those of you who have been to Florida, or for those of you who've never been to Florida, Florida does sometimes have thunderstorms in the late afternoon.
Most
but
every
we
day.
Won't be out there. We're also doing that Friday. We are doing a food tour where we're going to four different venues and getting half portions of meals. We're going to a seafood place for shrimp and grits. We're going to an Italian place. We're going to a dessert place and then another bakery, I believe. So it's four little food pairings, not little, but half portions that you're going to get at the restaurants and then some desserts. And then Friday evening, we have the Welcome to Jacksonville party. And the host committee always puts on a great party. And what this is going to be is it's sports. So they say, wear your favorite sports team jersey, your regalia. And they're also going to have some karaoke there. So that, and they'll have some door prizes. Saturday, we get started with a lot of different sessions. We will have, the teachers are having a breakfast that morning, and then we have our leadership session is going on. Lions are having a lunch on Saturday with a great speaker. You want to talk a second about your Lions lunch? I'll give you a second to speak.
Yeah, we're going to be having they'll be talking about a special project that's going on in Washington State that helps to let little kids know about blindness, and not just one or two classes. They do pretty much a whole school of primary kids on a visit. So it'll be interesting.
We are also, Randolph Shepherd Vendors and Ivy are having a luncheon, and their luncheon speaker is Tricia Wachter from Blind Girl Designs. And she's a great speaker. She's the one, she designs all kinds of t-shirts and totes, and she puts canes in her design. She'll be a vendor at our exhibit hall. Also doing a sports fanatics luncheon that day. We then have so many sessions. We have, in addition to those luncheons, we are going to have RSVA is continuing their programs throughout that afternoon. ACB Next Generation is doing a program on dealing with burnout. I think that'll be very interesting.
What's the big tour that day? Is there a tour?
Yep.
Usually is on a Saturday?
Saturday, yes. Saturday we are going to iFly, where you can fly around in, you go into an air tunnel, basically, and you're suited up, and the air will take you up. It's like, they say that it's like indoor skydiving, but you're going up, not down. Well, you eventually do come down, but you get suited up. You supposedly, what you're supposed to do is lean forward into this air tunnel, and the air will just kind of pick you up and lift you around. Well, I got to the leaning forward and just letting go, and apparently I'm not a very trusting person because I said, I can't do this. Just lean forward into this air and let this air hold me and no, I don't know about this. But I eventually did it. So we're doing that. We're also doing two of our city bus tours on Saturday. And we are doing Fort Caroline on Saturday.
Yeah. Isn't there a party or a dance? Is that...
That evening, the CCLVI is having their dance. Yes, they are, 45 years.
Yes, celebrating their 45th year.
Yep. Also a community meet and greet prior to the dance. It's starting out just before the dance, so they're going to do that. And we have many sessions throughout the day also, of course. Sunday night, yes, is opening general session, of course. And during Sunday, our tours are... We're going to this place called Audubon. Actually, they just changed their name. I think they're K-Speed now or something like that, but I'm still calling them Audubon, where you get to drive on a track in these small little cars. You do have to be able to get down a bit to get into the car and to get up, and you have to brake and gas pedals are kind of in the middle, so you have to be able to straddle a little bit to get over the box thing with the pedals on it. But you get the opportunity to drive around. If you have a little bit of sight, you can follow the lights and just drive around the track independently. I had somebody who walked along with me when I drove, and I kept saying, oh, can I go a little faster? And they said, yeah, sure. And I go a little faster, and finally he said, wait, I can't run any faster than this. So then he just kind of let me go a little bit on my own. And, you know, you can't really hurt anything. You just run into the wall a few times, and you don't really want to do that. But that was a cool sensation of driving. Oh, and Saturday night, I neglected to say, we are doing also a trip to, we're doing a pier walk, and it's a fishing pier, has railings on the side, so, and it's, you know, pedestrian only, and it's right on the ocean, and it's a half mile pier, so you can walk down the pier as much as far as you want. You can walk all the way down, walk all the way back. You will have to get back at some point, so if you just want to walk a little way, there's benches you can sit down on. There is a concession stand where you can purchase a soda or a bag of chips if you wish. And it'll just be a nice night to be out walking along the ocean and not having to worry about cars or traffic. So we are doing that early evening Saturday also. I neglected to talk about that one. Monday during the day, we have two morning consecutive concurrent sessions that are put on by the Advocacy Committee. Veterans is having a business meeting. We have a self-advocacy at work session. AABT and ACB families are having a session with Matthew Schifrin, who has the rail on the Lego bricks. So he's going to show and talk about his Lego bricks. So that is going to be a very good session. CCLVI has a session on looking how you're feeling, and they also have a session on Sunday. I neglected to mention CCLVI on this old house about house repairs. We have a couple fun in-person sessions. Oils from around the world, where you get to smell and experience different oils that come from different spots in the world. That's going to be kind of interesting. That evening, Humanware at 5:30 on Sunday and Monday is having sessions. And I should also mention that HIMSS is doing a session on Sunday morning, and Vespero is doing a session Monday afternoon. And a lot of people, you know, really enjoy going to those. We have some receptions going on Monday evening. Seeing Eye is doing a reception, and they haven't been able to do that for a while, so that's going to be great for Seeing Eye grads. Sunday is Guide Dog for the Blind's breakfast. And then Monday evening, RSVA will have their comedy and karaoke. That's always very well attended, especially the karaoke. A lot of people love to go sing karaoke. Tuesday morning, our Braille Revival League is having a breakfast, as is National Industries for the Blind. We have our general session that morning, and then we have a couple of lunches, our Voices from Around the World luncheon, and our attorneys are having luncheons. We have our talking book narrator will be presenting that afternoon with library users. We will also have the NLS director speaking that afternoon. ACB Diabetics is doing a couple of sessions that day, and they're doing those via as Zoom-only sessions. We have a the attorneys are doing a session. I think this sounds really interesting. From someone from a district attorney's office, diagram of a capital murder from a prosecutor's standpoint. And I thought that sounded pretty interesting. That evening, we have our ACB Bingo, and we have the showcase of the performing arts. Also, later Tuesday afternoon, we have our international guest, Kenneth Surratt, who is the is from Trinidad Tobago and involved with the blind welfare in Trinidad Tobago. Will be speaking at General Session that morning, and he will also join Multicultural Affairs and International Relations Committee to talk about what's going on in Trinidad and Tobago. And we are now to Wednesday, and Wednesday morning we have American Foundation of the Blind is having a breakfast. Our Multicultural Affairs is having a luncheon, as is our guide dog users. We have MCAC and guide dogs are doing programming that afternoon. Our visually impaired entrepreneurs are doing their small business expo. We have Advocacy Boot Camp 101, so you can get some information about how to advocate. That'll be with Claire and Swatha. Our membership committee session is that afternoon. Durwood K. McDaniel, the DKM reception, where you can meet the DKM recipients, will be that early evening. And CCLVI is doing their game night. They're doing Family Feud. And we will also be doing ACB Film Night, where we will show Oppenheimer. And Thursday we have all-day general session, and we have the banquet Thursday evening, followed by the host committee is doing a bon voyage party that evening. A couple of tours I didn't mention because I got sidetracked talking about sessions. I'm not going to go through them all because I know we're running out of time, but Monday evening we're doing a beach party at a pavilion right on the ocean, so you can go out in the water, walk on the sand. We're having a catered dinner. Wednesday is our candy tour, and that is a candy tour with a twist because this place has a restaurant. So while half of you are getting your candy tour, the other half will be having lunch, and then you'll switch around, and we're going to do two legs of that. We are also that evening going to Soul Food Bistro, which is a soul food restaurant, for dinner, if people would like to do that. Friday is our tour to Cape Kennedy, which will be an all-day tour, but it's really pretty amazing. And one of the things that's part of the tour is we will have lunch with an astronaut who will talk about what it was like being up in space and answering your questions. And that is very, very quick nutshell of what the convention has to offer. And I know I've just whipped through this information. And
what a lineup.
Yep.
Amazing.
You want me to talk about hotel reservations, or how's our timing?
Well, we're just about out of time.
Okay.
Get
on the convention announce list. And I've started to send out things, as Carla can attest. I'm focusing on the affiliates right now and what they have going. If you're not on the mailing list, send a blank email to acbconvention+sign subscribe@acblists.org. So acbconvention+subscribe@acblists.org. Or email me with any convention questions, and that is my first and last name with a period in between, so it's Janet, J-A-N-E-T, .Dickelman, D-I-C-K-E-L-M-A-N, @gmail.com, or call me at 651-428-5059.
Okay. And if you are a member of the Kentucky Council of the Blind, KCB wants you to participate in the convention, whether it be virtual or going actually to Jacksonville or both. So if you are a member and you want to register for the convention, you will pay your registration fee, then forward your receipt to us, and after the convention, we will reimburse that fee. So we will reimburse your $45 registration fee. We will not reimburse the extra $10 if you wait until the pre-registration time is over. But
so register
we will reimburse
early.
The 45. That's right. You need to register during the pre-registration time. Then if you're going to Jacksonville, we are doing two things to help our members be there. It's expensive to attend a convention. We will pay up to 7 nights of hotel stay based on double occupancy, two people in a room, for our members. We will also, when you get to convention, if you are staying 3 days or more, we will provide you with a $160 stipend to help you with food or whatever expenses while you're in Jacksonville. So those are two benefits of being a member of KCB. For more information, call us at 502-895-4598, and we will give you details on how you can take advantage of all of those stipends. So, Janet, thank you for being with us today on Sound Prints. I'm sure we'll be hearing a lot about the convention between now and actually the end of the convention, because we'll be posting all kinds of information on our list. We do encourage everybody to be on the ACB convention list, because that's how you get the most up-to-date and complete information about convention planning and convention announcements. We really appreciate all of your hard work.
Well, thank you so much, and I love coming on Sound Prints, so thanks for having me.
If you have questions about the Kentucky Council of the Blind, or you need information on resources for people with vision loss, call us at 502-895-4598 or email us at kcb@kentucky-acb.org. Sound Prints is a production of the Kentucky Council of the Blind and is heard each week on ACB Radio Mainstream at acbradio.org, Central Kentucky Radio I at radioi.org, and the KCB website at www.kentucky-acb.org. Complete schedule information is also available on the website. Sound Prints is underwritten by the Louisville Downtown Lions Club and by the American Printing House for the Blind. This is Carla Rushable for Sound Prints. Have a great week, everybody.